Hey, welcome back. It's Carlos Cavallo from, of course, where else? DatingAdviceGuru.com. Hey, this is a very special podcast episode. I bet you didn't know. This is the podcast of the century. Well, okay, maybe it's not the century, but it's the podcast number 100. That's right. This is the 100th Dating Advice Guru Secrets to Unlock His Heart podcast. It's a very special one, and I want to celebrate it with you. But first, I got to change my hat. Hang on a second. Welcome aboard. It's your cruise director, Julie. No, wait, it's Captain Steubing. No, wait, it's Isaac. If you remember the grand old show in the 70s that was Love Boat, you know what I'm talking about, right? The Love Boat. I used to love that show. I really did. I thought that was the coolest show because I was a kid back then. And I think it was the Love Boat. And then the 10 o'clock was, of course, Fantasy Island, where we got the moral interplay of stories there. But come on, Love Boat, for gosh sakes, that's so cool. Who wouldn't want to take that cruise, right? Stories upon stories, romance on the high seas. Well, today we're going to talk about three simple steps to make him want you and get him addicted to you, okay? Because one of the prime desires of almost every person on the planet, yes, men or women, is to be loved and desired. Women want it. Men want it. It's part of our genetic code, if you will. Sure, we might have mood swings that push us up or down, but it's hard to go for the whole day without feeling some kind of connection to somebody special. If you've ever spent time away from home, you've experienced not just homesickness, but lovesickness. Now, in scientific studies, they've even proven that people become chemically addicted to love. Our brain chemistry uses dopamine, serotonin, and adrenaline to get you eager for that fix of love. Dopamine itself affects your entire body, including your genitals, your sweat glands, and the senses. Have you ever noticed that when you're in the early stages of lust or love, you sweat more, or that the sky seems bluer, or things taste a little more vivid? Dopamine is partly responsible for that. And as a consequence of dopamine shooting into your brain, your mood and emotions are also influenced. You'll experience more feelings of excitement and joy. If you close your eyes for a second and just imagine someone that you deeply care about, you'll even notice a difference in your body. Go ahead, try it. Close your eyes. Think about that guy. The guy you want, the guy you've got, whoever it is. Might even be Harrison Ford, for all I know, but do you notice a difference? You kind of, your physiology just changes. The temperature, that tingling ache for him or maybe her. So how do you get that love fix when you're not sure if he's even thinking about you? Well, today I'm going to show you three steps to trigger that delicious cocktail of desire in your man's mind. After all, you've already got that feeling, right? This is what you can do to get him thinking and dreaming of you. This is a scientifically proven formula that pulls a man into desire for you. And it all starts with make him want you. Step number one is be his puller. Now, let me start off here right away by explaining that I think there are good addictions in life. Yeah, we already know about the bad ones out there, but there are things that we can allow ourselves to get a little attached to. Love is a good addiction. Some people say that you shouldn't let anything get out of control, but I think the nature of falling in love is that it needs to get wild and out of control. That being said, I believe we owe it to our love to be the best kind of drug that they can get. You need to be his puller. Now, you remember back in the day, back in the 1970s, okay, maybe you don't, but it was common to hear a drug dealer referred to as a pusher. Now, it's not a desirable term, I get it, and it might seem a little bit like it's an odd label for somebody who wants to fall in love, right? But as you're gonna see, the three steps I'm outlining here are similar to the ways that a pusher might try to get you addicted to his, well, I'll just call it product, even though it's not pushing at all. So let's not call it pusher, let's call it being a puller. That's more of the power you're gonna have over him, of attraction that pulls him into your spell. The difference is that we'll be doing it in a way that is win-win. And that means you've got nothing to fear about using this approach. It's the same way that people get addicted to their morning coffee or their video games or even texting on your cell phone. Same principle. So if you want to be his puller, the first step is all about making him know that you're his good time girl. No, I don't mean it in a sexual way. You want your man to feel like being with you is an incredibly fun event and that he doesn't want to miss out on any time with you. So you have to make yourself focus on one word with him above all: fun. Whenever you get the chance, you have to fill up his fun meter. Some ways you can show him this fun are to dig into his life and find out what he likes and what he's interested in. It's easy to get him to cough up information if you know how he thinks. And this is something I explain completely in my program, The Connection Code. Here's the easiest way. When you first meet a guy, you just tell him about your likes and your dislikes. Be a bit coy, but be vulnerable. This will evoke a similar reaction from him. You see, humans are compelled to give back to avoid creating a debt in exchange. He will want to tell you about himself in detail, and you can make a few mental notes and stow them away for when you need them. And another fun way to be fun with him is to spike his adrenaline. Adrenaline is another one of the love chemicals in your brain that gets activated when you fall in love. So there's nothing better than getting him excited and turning on the love. And attraction really comes down to the fact that interesting people are interesting to be with. Instead of spending your time trying to lure him in, just remember this. People who are comfortable with themselves are interesting because they're doing things that make them happy. And that's always attractive. Now, the next step is the one that ensures that you're the only girl that he's thinking about every day. Make him want you, step number two. First one's free. One of the tricks of a pusher is that they would give you the first sample of their product for free. Hey, we're all friends here. Come on, give it a try. On the house. But there are two principles at work here. Principle number one is he will feel obligated to repay you later. Now remember that principle I mentioned about how we're compelled to resolve our debts? It comes from a persuasion principle known as reciprocity. Reciprocity simply states that you feel the need to avoid debt to someone. No matter if they asked for repayment or not, they may have told you that, hey, it's on the house, it's free. But you start to feel like, oh, I should pay that person back, or I should do something to resolve that debt. Jen, my wife, runs into this when she does her random acts of kindness. She likes to buy some people coffee at Starbucks on occasion. And you'd be surprised at how many people try to actually forcibly repay her solely because of that subconscious debt they're trying to avoid. So he's going to want to repay you, but in a way that will only deepen your relationship with each other. It's not obligation. It's opening the door to his genuine feelings of openness and desire for you. Principle two is he's going to take it. Yeah, some people try to resist this offer of generosity, but when something is so good and it's staring you right in the face like a love-starved kitten, it's hard to resist. Sin sells so well because of this principle. He'll gladly take in your generosity, mostly because this is so opposite for him from what he usually experiences from women. Let me take a second to explain what a lot of men encounter in the first 4 to 5 dates with a woman. First couple dates, generally cool and fun, just good times experiencing each other. After the first few dates, and maybe after an overnighter or two, something changes. It's subtle, but a man feels that the fun and carefree part is coming to an end. He now feels that he must pay for the intimacy with a change in his direction towards commitment instead of fun. It's not that there's anything wrong with that commitment in a relationship. In fact, he wants it, but what he doesn't want is to have it seem like things have changed 180 degrees from where it all started. And yes, this is often why a lot of men ghost women when they get to a certain place in the relationship. It's usually because he senses that the change is about to happen with the two of you. So break that pattern on him and keep giving him a few more of those free fun vouchers, if you will, on this ride. He's going to be pleasantly surprised, and he'll keep coming back gladly when he senses that he can ease himself into the relationship at a less serious pace. And finally, we arrive at the step that is the most important in this whole formula for addiction. Make him want you. Step number three, give him the ache. If you can handle me making one more reference to our little drug analogy, you simply need to complete the loop that keeps him coming back to you for his next fix. When it comes to those controlled substances, well, they do the work, right? When it comes to drugs, of course, you're going to automatically want more. When the user wants more, they feel it in their body, usually when the high of the drug is worn off. It's very similar for us when we're falling in love. The sensation of being with someone that you adore is like a shot of natural ecstasy. You're on cloud 9 around them, and you don't want it to stop. When they're gone, you ache for the next hit. You have to feel that ache first, though, or rather, we want him to feel that slight pang of withdrawal. This is what I call giving him the joy of missing you. Most women tend to initiate contact with a man way too many times after that date, mostly from insecurity. Hey, who could blame you? When I went out on dates, I was always the one who thought, gee, I wonder if he digs me. God, I gotta find out. So why? Well, mostly because I frequently chased the women that were a bit more aloof. I found that immensely sexy to me, so I ended up chasing a lot of women that way. Spoiler alert here, all men find a slight bit of aloofness sexy. This is where the whole hard to get thing comes from. But unfortunately, it's, again, used incorrectly. Again, why? Well, because aloofness from a woman sends a message. The message is this: I'm not needy. I'm also in control of my emotions. And even if I am dying to find out if we can go out again, I'm not going to ruin it by chasing this guy. Now, men know this in our most primal inner instincts. We know that lesson. So the best thing you can do is to let him feel that wonder and insecurity himself. After all, I'm sure you remember how it worked on you, right? As the saying goes, if you love a man, set him free. If he comes back, you know it's love. If he doesn't, well, you could never have made it happen with a clever text the next morning. Of course, I'm paraphrasing there, but you get my drift. And once you understand how your man really thinks, it's usually pretty easy to present yourself as the fun challenge he's looking for. Every guy out there has a set of secret signals that you need to figure out, which I'm going to explain to you, I'm going to talk to you about in this free presentation. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/read his signals. That's datingadviceguru.com/read his signals, all one word. And you can get started in learning about what it is he's trying to tell you with those things he does or doesn't do. You can learn that right away. Go on over and watch the free quick presentation, and I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo with these three things, these three essential steps for making him love you and getting him addicted to you, literally addicted to you. It works. All right, I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo, and until the next time, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.